Drink. All right, everybody, welcome to the first Feel Good Friday of 2023. It's episode 51. We're past 50 now. 50 is behind us. Who cares about 50? We're on to 100. Maybe 75 first. But right now, it's episode 51. I am here with Kevin and Christian, the O'Boy Brothers, which right off the bat, I gotta say, the O'Boy Brothers, it definitely sounds like a porn thing. Like the O'Boy Brothers, like
his last name's Kelso.
Something like that, you know. What's that?
His last name's Kelso.
Well, it's true. It's, yeah, but like, but you guys are brothers still. Yeah.
Sure.
I've known you longer.
Yeah.
So O'Boy, you're O'Boy. Anyway, Kevin, Christian, thanks for being on.
Of course.
Yeah, glad to be here.
You guys are very special guests, as it is the first episode of 2023. Feel Good Friday is still alive in the year 2023. How was your guys' New Year's? We'll start with Kevin.
New Year's is good, you know. Kicked it off strong. Uh-huh. Had a little bar deal going. Got some food.
You got a package, right?
Got a package.
What's in the package?
It was all you can eat, all you can drink.
It was dangerous for me.
It was. It was a good time. Our server actually lived with one of our friends in college that we were with.
Uh-oh.
And they hated each other.
Oh, boy.
And so, like, we're like, oh, why is she coming back to serve our table? Like, oh, because she knows Vicky and she fucking hates Vicky.
Oh, jeez.
So, yeah, great time. Great. No complaints.
Did she, like, purposely, like, forget about you guys?
Quote, she forget. Came by, like, in the 5 hours we were there, she came by, like, 9 times.
5 hours, 9 times. Yeah, that doesn't seem like...
No.
Yeah, okay. Wow. So that's, well.
But it did, it still was a good time. We went to the bar.
What bar was it? Where were we at?
Park and Field. That's where we went to for the Loyola game. With all the fireplaces.
Yeah. With all the fire. I wore my Redskins jersey.
You did.
RIP Redskins. Uh-huh.
The good old days.
Yeah, I know. It was a Robert Griffin jersey. And I just wore it because I didn't have any Loyola shit. So it was like, this is Loyola colors.
Like, honestly, in my head, I'm like, did you have a Loyola, like, some sort of thing? Because that is Loyola.
No, yeah, it was Washington.
It's pretty perfect.
And then I remember the day after, I was hungover, and I had a FaceTime interview, or I think it was just a call, for SeaWorld.
Holy shit, that was, yeah, you were driving home, right?
Woke up on your apartment floor, and I was like, I'm not going to fucking do it. And then I think Mike was like, no, do it, dude. And I was like, all right, cool. And so I got up, I borrowed Mike's button-down shirt. Carly, like... She didn't put makeup on me, but she, like, fixed me up, quote-unquote, to make me look presentable. And then I did it in the back of Mike's truck on the way home, just hung over, and still got the job. So, I mean, if that doesn't scream, like, you know, like I could, you know, play it straight or whatever that term is, I don't know. Like, just super hungover. And then I got a full-time job at SeaWorld, and it changed my life.
Or the bar at SeaWorld, super low.
Yeah. I mean,
I said, well, they're just allowing
that was to yeah. I think, whales I think that was right. That was pretty fresh off Blackfish. So they might have just been taken anyway.
Like anybody wants to work here?
I thought I
caught on the downswing.
I thought I was like, I thought it was speaking to my professionalism right there.
It know, could
that I put it together so well.
I think we'd have to ask Mike or Carly who's with you in the call.
Yeah, I forgot. I think it was Mike and Carly and someone.
Was it Matt Lukens?
Might have been Matt. Maybe Matt. I don't know. Anyway, Christian, how was your New Year's?
It was good. I was at Blarney.
Blarney Stone.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. They had also all you could drink for $50. That was pretty good.
$50?
Yeah, not bad.
What was the time frame?
We went, was it 8 to midnight?
I don't know.
I was going to say, I don't know. We showed up at like 9, but people were already there drinking and they were pretty drunk. Yeah. So
4 hours seems likely for $50.
That was the most I probably could have handled. I got alcohol poisoning, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't drink.
I don't drink. So when I drink.
He just got a hangover and thinks it's alcohol poisoning.
No, there was stuff in my tummy for three or four days afterwards that was not hangover.
Now you may
not have a hangover.
You may not, you know, drink like that, but I do remember at Northern the first time you came up, you were in our apartment, we were doing Charlie 40 hands, we were hanging out, Cody Leahy comes over. Who, Cody, we just tried to set up your mics Wrong SD card, bud. So I gotta gotta fix your mistake. I'm just kidding.
You got too good of an SD card.
Honestly, that's much smaller. You went above and beyond. Unfortunately, it was too far beyond.
By about 90 gigs too much.
So I appreciate your generosity, but unfortunately, we're going to have to switch it up a little, but it's okay.
Back to shitting at you.
Back to that. He comes over, and I don't know if he had like tequila or whatever it was. But
I think it might have been Jameson.
I just remember we were doing shots in the kitchen. And
Was the first time I did Malort. Was it that night, too?
Oh, jeez, gross.
So you guys had given me a Malort shot, too.
Maybe how the fuck did we have Malort?
Maybe it was Cody.
I think it was Jameson.
Someone, whatever it was, I remember before you guys took the shot, Cody Leahy was looking at you, Christian, and he was like, oh, this is going to put a little hair on. Well, hold on.
Come on. Do the best.
He's going to put a little hair on your chest, man. Yes, take the shot, and then right after he says, "This is gonna put some hair in your chest," someone realized that Cody doesn't have a hair, single hair on his chest. Christian, chock full of hair on his chest.
Yeah, I was like 14.
I was 15 years old.
It was just the worst phrasing you could use, because you know what he's trying to do. He's trying to be like, welcome to Cal, yeah. But like,
the wrong person to call just, about having body
I know. Hair. Just went with the hair on your chest thing, which I hadn't heard him say before or after that. That was the one time he said it, and it just came back to haunt him.
And you
so
can
much.
See, like, if you yeah, fucking, it's like, it,
oh yeah.
I have an inch of real estate where my chest will connect to my beard if I let it.
You are Robin Williams here.
You have a fucking perma sweater on.
You do well in the winter.
I do.
You're not even fat, and like you probably stay warm.
I do. It's not bad. It's okay. I'd take the trade off.
Yeah. You know? I hate winter.
I have shaven my back a couple times.
You've
How much do you have your chest waxed?
I've done it.
How much would you have?
Me and my friends that we all got waxed.
Okay, but yeah, now though.
It was like 2 years ago, so it wasn't that much crazier. Yeah, buddy. But it was, they put two straight on my chest, one after another, and I had a rectangle missing from my chest for like 9 months. But they all did their legs, and it was 1 month going into summer. So everybody had their legs waxed. All the guys had their legs waxed. But I had my chest. And I don't go swimming, so it didn't affect me at all. So, right. But I wear shorts. But they weren't able to wear shorts all fucking summer. So guess who won that deal?
That's funny. Yeah, I got my back waxed one time. It was, I lost a bet. It was Cassie. And it was Bears-Packers. Bears lost, obviously.
It's
and
more so just itchy than anything.
I got my back waxed. Yeah, no, it's so sensitive at first, though. Like, I walked out of there.
Were your pores bleeding?
Yeah, a little bit. Mine too. And like, when I got in the car and I like sat down without realizing, I was like,
it had the winter, right?
It was in Texas. I was in Texas.
Oh, so it was still hot?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
And I remember I was snapping it. I was snapping my reaction thing to Cassie, I think to whoever.
I would remember this. I don't think it was to everybody. Yeah, unless you just didn't send it to make sure a prick.
I thought it was on my story, but I could be wrong. But I remember when I sat down, like, it caught me off guard. I dropped my phone. I was like, fuck. And, yeah, there's that. But,
how about your New Year's Eve, huh?
New Year's was fun. Went to Kev's, not you. That'd be weird if I was just at your place while you were at the bar.
You
just
weren't like, there. Great time.
It's like, I hope he's having fun. No, went to Kev's, saw everyone, watched the games. TCU, Michigan was amazing, and then Georgia, Ohio State was...
That was fun.
Arguably better. I thought Michigan, TCU was fun. It was like more mayhem, whereas Ohio State, Georgia was just really good. But both games were really fun. And
Barrows, that was a majority of Ohio State fans. So
oh,
it was
good.
So fun.
Good, yeah. Bathed in their tears.
They lost by a missed field goal.
Yeah.
I was watching.
And they synced it up with the countdown.
Part of the game.
So like the first thing that happened in 2023 was Ohio State losing to Georgia to not advance to the national championship.
Somebody sad.
So.
Piece
yeah.
of shit.
No,
it was like the 20 seconds I caught of that game. I was looking at the TV. I was like, oh no.
Yeah. No, it was a good night. And yeah, I had some Pink Whitney, a little bit too much. That's probably why I don't remember certain parts of the night.
You can drink that like water.
I know. And it's too much.
You like it?
I do like Pink Whitney.
I can't.
I like it a lot. But hard alcohol, any hard alcohol, I'm gone. Like, I start to forget shit off that. I could drink beer all night. Hard alcohol, you know. I like it, don't get me wrong.
It's your reset button.
What's that?
It's your reset button.
Yeah, something like that. All right. Well, that was a good intro. Going to play that intro music, first time in 2023. And then we're going to get into, like, stuff we're looking forward to. Not necessarily resolutions, even though I have some. They're very corny. Yeah, okay. I want to lose weight and shit in the traditional
ways. Good.
Yeah, we'll get into it. First episode, 51, 2023. FGF, Feel Good Friday. Kevin, Christian, Kelso, Joe. Oh boy. Kruger. Bye. All right, everybody, and we're back. Episode 51. Kevin and Christian. I know it's two different last names, but the Oh Boy brothers. Before we get into our 2023 aspirations, I did want to go over this list I found. Now, these are real college football players, and these are their names. And we're just going to go over it. We could talk about them if you want. So, there's a running back from Auburn. His name is Tank Bigsby.
That's a number one draft pick right there.
Oh, it gets so much better. Running back from Kentucky, Kavosie Smoke, decent.
Okay. Kavosie Smoke. Smoke's a good last name.
Now, this one I've heard about before. I guess he's still in college. I guess I heard about him when he was in high school. I think from Nebraska, wide receiver, the coldest Crawford. The coldest Crawford.
Oh, man.
Which I could have sworn I heard about him, and I guess it was high school, because this was at least 2 or 3 years ago that I heard about him. So. Another wide receiver. I actually don't know where this one's from, but his name is Boogie Knight. Knight spelled with a K, like K-N-I-G-H-T. And then we got a wide receiver. Again, I'm not sure. Fat Watts. P-H-A-T. Watts. Let's see. Tight end from Rutgers. Jaeger. John Smith. Jaeger Bull.
That's not true.
Jaeger Bull. Jaeger Bull. Offensive lineman from UNLV. Tiger Shanks.
It's like a blade enemy.
I just want to make sure it's not Tiger Sharks. It's Tiger Shanks. Another offensive. Now, this is arguably the best one. Offensive lineman from Ohio, not Ohio State. Parker Titsworth.
Oh, I think I know. What was the quarterback's name that we saw that was talking about in the group chat? It was a fucking ridiculous name.
Rowdy Beers.
I think it's
a great fucking Rowdy Beers name. Is a good one. Offensive lineman from, again, I'm not sure, Panda Askew, decent. Offensive lineman from Georgia Tech, Wing Green. Wing Green? That's hard to say. And then another offensive lineman, Damian Smallwood. So there's that. And then on defense, there is a defensive side of the ball for this. Defensive lineman, Fish McWilliams.
PH.
Yeah. Yeah. Another lineman from Boston College, Shitta Salah. Shitta. So it is Shitta. I'm not crazy. Defensive lineman from South Carolina, go Gamecocks. That's not his name. But his name is.
On the nose.
It honestly might not be as crazy as his real name. His real name is Hot Rod Fitton. Defensive lineman from Ole Miss, Demon Clowney. So I don't know if that's a brother of Jadavian, but his name is Demon.
Jadavian and Demon? Maybe.
That'd be crazy, yeah. A linebacker from Arkansas, Bumper Pool. Decent. Linebacker from UNC, that's North Carolina, for all you uncultured folk. Power Nichols. Decent. Linebacker from Pitt, is Servocier Dennis.
I think I've heard that one before.
Yeah. I like this one. There's a defensive back. Fuck, I can't see what college that's from. But his name is Mo, M-O-H, Billity. Oh, Dakoldis Crawford plays D-back, too. He plays DB.
Yeah, fucking two-way player.
So man. Wide receiver and DB, wow. This is another good one. Another DB, this one from Wyoming. His name is Buck Coors. Buck Coors, that's such a cool name. If that guy doesn't like country music, I don't know. Like, you gotta like country music when your name is Buck Coors. And then finally, a DB. Is that really? Yeah. Pig Cage.
Pig Cage.
Pig Cage, yeah. So, that is the all crazy college football name team. I don't know. I just think silly names are silly, so I like to bring them up
and talk about them. Especially with the lot. Well, we have. I don't watch college football. The national championship game is what, next week?
Yes, January 9th. No, so.
Oh, that's Sunday. No, Monday. Wait, that's Monday.
Yeah, a few days away. TCU, Georgia. Let's go. We got the frogs and the dogs.
Frogs and dogs.
In the shit. Frogs and dogs.
Rough.
Yeah, rough, baby. I'm rooting for TCU. I just love a good underdog story. Georgia just won last year.
Redhead, right?
They're fine. Yeah, Duggan.
Duggan.
Horned Frogs. Duggan. Let's go. So, TCU, that's my hope.
I hope they have a good time out in the field. Just, you know, a real...
Just having fun.
Just having fun. Good old boys.
Yeah. Good old boys. anyway.
TCU in Georgia.
So, we got... A lot of things coming up in 2023. Movies, shows, Nick's getting married, which it's pretty adorable.
It's like, what, 7 more years until Mike gets married? Is it 5?
What's
until
that?
Mike and Carly get married.
What, 7 more years, you said? Yeah. They have not planned anything as far as I know.
2026.
Nick, I think it's adorable that he's able to get married. I think, he's got like 2 years left to live.
Anna really locked that down at the end of the
She's trying to get that inheritance money for sure. She's a brave woman. 2023, though, let's talk about some stuff that we're looking forward to. Not resolutions, like I said, because, you know, whatever. Stuff we're looking forward to. I'm going to start with the obvious. For me, the Super Bowl. It's something, it's not a 2023 specific thing, it's every year.
No.
But I always look forward to it, and I think this could be the year the Bills get it done. Especially after everything that happened, you know? I think they have, it's like a good story, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, if you, imagine being the team that beats the Bills, too. Like, you're going to be the bad guy in any situation.
I feel like they're one of the most universally loved teams in the NFL.
Right.
So anytime they lose.
So they're already a bad guy for losing or for beating them. But, so Super Bowl, excited. Not sure what we're doing for it, but hopefully we can all get together and drink
beers. I'm taking off that Monday, so you let me know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're a man.
You already got it planned?
Yeah, I already requested it off. My boss is like, why? I was like, the Super Bowl is like, oh.
It should be a day off, though. Like,
the Super Bowl should be on fucking Saturday. Why isn't it on Saturday? Just because it's Super Bowl Sunday, it's not Super Bowl Saturday, it's not just as bad. Good.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's like recasting.
You know why? It's probably, like commercial time probably costs more on a Sunday. People are probably indoors watching TV on a Sunday than they are on a Saturday night. Mm-hmm. It's probably cheaper to buy airtime on Saturdays.
Well, I feel like...
Yeah, but you don't want it to be cheaper if you're the company that owns, because you're putting out the Super Bowl. Why would you want M&M's to pay less money to have a commercial on Saturday?
I'm saying if everyone else agreed, if the NFL was like, well, I guess the NFL is selling the air.
They're selling the airtime, so why would they want to
take
a cut?
You'd get more people happy about the Super Bowl being on a Saturday than on a Sunday.
I think just because football is typically played on a Sunday, like it's...
We're watching NFL games right now.
Yeah, this is like the end of the season. They always do this at the end of the year.
It's becoming more and more... recurring for games to be flexed.
Not on Sunday. Yeah.
So why not flex the Super Bowl? I feel like the nation would rejoice in being like, Super Bowl Saturday! Let's all be hungover on Sunday.
It would take a bit, but I kind of feel like it's like like I was saying earlier, like, yeah. you're recasting Iron Man. Like, you know, everyone knows it's Robert Downey Jr., but maybe Aaron Taylor Johnson could have done just as good a job. Well, maybe not Aaron Taylor Johnson, but maybe...
It was a weird pull.
See, not, yeah, yeah, well, no, because anything, anything's going to be a swing for the fence because we all love Robert Downey Jr.
It's true.
But I think it's that Tom Cruise, he was like the second for the job, wasn't he, in the casting?
Yeah. See, that's something, yeah, exactly. To me, that'd be weird, but if that was, if he was 2008 Iron Man, maybe I wouldn't have thought it was weird.
He's in a better place.
Yeah. Maybe,
I just go back to the hate for Heath Ledger. Everybody was shitting on that guy.
Oh, man.
Coming off of Night's Tale. Going into the Joker.
Yeah. I thought he was coming off of Brokeback.
Coming off of whatever, but I'm like, he did nothing that was deemed.
Night's Tale is one of my guilty pleasure movies. That's top 10 for me.
Good feel good.
I don't think it's a guilty pleasure. I think it's a quality movie. I feel confident making anybody watch that movie playing like this. Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's true. And Alan Tudyk's the shit.
That's true.
Speaking of movies,
let's do it.
For the first for 2023, I mean, The Whale, Brendan Fraser.
I was going to say, we almost saw it today.
Yeah.
You just saw it?
No, we were going to go see it.
Yeah. The fucking Brendan Fraser's resurgence. Yeah. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Sign me the fuck up.
He's probably at least going to get a nomination, I would assume.
There's a lot of talks for that.
He's supposed to be really good in it.
Yeah.
No, I'm all for that. I saw Violent Night.
Yeah,
I still need to see that.
I liked it. Liked it a lot.
So much fun.
It was a lot of fun. It was fun.
Really good to see that.
Movie wise, 2023, Evil Dead. Can't wait.
Yeah, you just showed me the trailer. I'm excited for that now.
I couldn't watch a lot of that. I don't do very well over the top gore.
Yeah, so it looks like they're going all out for this.
I mean, like even the last Evil Dead, I probably spent 2/3 of that movie going fuck, and like covering my face.
It reminded me the violence in that reminded me a lot of Brightburn.
Brightburn, there was very, very brief moments.
Did you see Brightburn?
I did. Evil Superman Kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a movie that I was hoping would get more in the series, because that whole credit was Evil Flash, Evil Aquaman.
It's a flip, because like that's majority violence, and then like windows of like movie. And then Brightburn was like those three scenes, just like, oh, shit! And then...
What are they doing with DC right now? You guys have a
James,
good idea?
James Gunn. James Gunn's Peter taking Safran over. He's over.
Clean slate, thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's getting rid of everyone. Right?
I think once the Flash movie releases, he'll be dropped after that. They're so close to that coming out. They're not going to drop him before that.
You're dropping
Ezra Miller.
Oh.
Well, like you're saying, after the movie.
It'll be after the movie. Because they dropped Henry Cavill. You can't keep any of them and start anew. You have to just cut all ties. Wherever the fuck you want to start.
I'm guessing the last movie that's going to come out is probably going to be the Blue Beetle that is in...
Still in production or that?
Yeah, that hasn't gotten canned. That's the only one from that original grouping that's still going on besides Flash.
But John Cena's Peacemaker is going to stay in.
Good.
Did you hear about what he did for Superman?
No.
It's maybe like my favorite like big baller, like big dick move I've seen exec do, where he's like, casting call for the writer. I'm going to get all the scripts... All your Superman pitches given to me. Whoever is the best, you get to write it. And then he got a bunch of pitches, and then he's like, I'm going to write it.
You guys all suck.
So now James Gunn is just writing Superman.
You guys suck. I think Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn staying, which is part of the Suicide Squad. Yeah, I think she's staying too. So it's not
the James Gunn stuff is staying.
I was going to say, I thought they were.
It sounds dickheadish to look at.
But he already has established little mini thing.
And people like
it's also the
too.
Only good stuff of the last like 6 years.
Yeah.
So besides Batman, I like Batman.
I liked
that's the
Batman, Robert Pattinson.
All that universe.
Matt
is
Reeves
staying.
Is getting his own stuff.
Yeah. All those TV shows, those are still happening.
But all the characters that we've kind of come to know, axed.
Yeah, no, I feel bad for Momoa.
Yeah, kind of from the known.
Yeah, he got screwed. I actually liked him.
I like Momoa.
But now he could be one of my favorite characters. He could be, what's his face? Lobo.
I was going to say Lobo.
I remember playing that. Man, I remember playing Injustice.
Oh, yeah.
And then Lobo. And I think in college, even, you were pushing for Momoa or The Rock to play Lobo.
Momoa's better, I think.
Well, yeah.
And The Rock seems like he's a dick.
He lied a bunch, I guess.
What? He lied a bunch?
Yeah, he like lied to Variety about Black Adam making enough money to...
African-American Adam.
Yeah, African-American Adam, sorry. Jesus. But he lied about that movie making more money than it did.
Oh, wow.
And then it got, like...
You can't, that, yeah.
And he kind of leveraged to have Henry Cavill to come in to be a cameo when he knew that I was going to get axed.
Yeah. You can't do that for Variety. Like, Variety's a big enough source that they're going to check it.
Followed.
Yeah. Oh, they're the dogs. There's their appearance. Every episode, they just fucking do this.
They just want to be involved.
They really do. They really do. Well, yeah. Apparently, I don't give them enough attention.
Like after that, I think the other big few for me, for Barbie.
Yeah, oh, definitely Barbie. I'm
fucking excited about Barbie.
Oh, definitely yeah. Barbie.
I'm excited about the new Mission Impossible.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Into the Spider-Verse.
Doesn't
it
cruise?
Is that this year?
It's this year. It's May.
Definitely Into the Spider-Verse.
It's gonna be May. Doesn't Cruise jump off a cliff on a motorcycle or something
yeah.
like that?
Yeah. So some.
I watched the video.
Really famous
yesterday.
Gulch or whatever he did yeah. that.
Yeah.
Spider
they,
Gulch.
They built a fucking ramp and then they had him just jump. They like had him in the helicopter. They had him jump off to get the feel right of the jump. And like, all right, now do it on the helicopter. And they had like, did you see the video I'm talking about?
No, I just heard.
It was the stunt crew, and they're in the tent watching him jump. And they're all like, fuck, fuck, fuck. They're like, they're all kind of like looking away from the camera, like, all right, he did it, we're good. He didn't die.
Well, you don't
want
to see, Tom Cruise fall to his death.
It's just funny, like they had him do it. Like obviously, he probably wanted to go first. Mm. But they didn't have a stunt guy. He's like, no, I do all my own stunts. It's like I respect the shit out of Tom Cruise for that.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be funny if, like, he does all his own stunts, but, like, if there's, like, a sex scene, like, it's not it. He's like, I don't know.
But,
like, I don't show my own
he's
ass.
Like, no, he's like, women, gross. Because he might be gay. Anyway.
Scientology.
It's true, yeah, there's a link. What was I going to say? The new Scream for me. I know I'm naming all the horror movies, but I haven't said it for that. Yeah, you were saying how you like the poster.
Yeah,
you have a little appreciation for the poster.
It's a very cool thing how they make it work out. What other scary movies are coming out this year?
Skinamarink.
Didn't they already come out?
Comes out January 13th, so that's like next.
Oh, it was being shown. It's like in a worldwide distribution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we getting the third in the A24 trilogy?
Yeah, we're getting. I don't know if it's. The Ari Aster.
No. That too. I was talking about the Pearl and X.
That already came out.
Are we getting the trilogy?
Oh, are they doing a trilogy?
I thought
he already wrote. He only wrote a sequel. To X.
Maybe I'm wrong there. But we are getting because
like when they're making X, he's like, if you give us like another $75,000, we can make a sequel just right now.
Yeah.
Interesting. And he
made the sequel literally while they're all still there. I'll just not wear makeup and do it again.
Crystal Lake. Series about Jason. Well, I don't know if it's about Jason. It's about Friday the 13th.
It's about his mom.
I don't know what they're going to do.
I didn't know they were making that.
Chucky season 2 came out last year, but I still haven't seen it because it's not on Peacock yet, which I'm bummed about. That's how
it's on something because someone I know is watching season 2.
That's how I watched the first season. It was on Peacock, so I don't know where.
I heard that was actually kind of fun.
It is. It is. It's a good time. I enjoyed it. Jennifer Tilly's in it. Still got a crush on her. Oh, shit. J. Tills.
I mean, talk about age like fine wine. Elizabeth Hurley.
Elizabeth, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, bedazzled. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Brendan Fraser, man.
This all comes back to Brendan Fraser. God, I want him to do more than The Whale, though.
Oh, like, he's got Killers of the Flower Moon coming out later in the year. The
that's right.
He keeps getting jobs, man.
Yeah,
give him all the jobs. Supposed to have Batgirl, or was it? Yeah, it was the Batgirl.
Yeah, he was Firefly.
Firefly.
Yeah.
That got fucking canceled.
Yeah, that movie would have been trash, but it would have been fun to see.
Yeah,
it would have been good to see him as a villain. Yeah. We've never seen him as a villain.
Straight up, it's real hard for a female superhero movie to do well. Like the first Wonder Woman, great. Second one,
Birds of Prey. The Harley Quinn one was good.
Yeah, but it got slept on a lot. No one really talked about it.
I like that one a lot.
Second,
I saw that alone in the theater.
Yeah.
You saw it alone in the theater?
Yeah, I liked it.
Were you like...
Yeah, well, you know why I went alone. Margo's there.
I mean, he sat next to somebody, but he was alone.
Very, that's fair.
Did you guys see the...
Could you just look? Thank you.
You see the
I want you to watch.
The Twitter video of the guy buying... The one guy, he went to like 2 weeks down the line for... an Avatar showing, and somebody bought one ticket directly in the middle. So he's like, shout out to this guy. And he just goes, he clicks the ticket right next to him and just buys it.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. Oh, man. I haven't seen that one yet. I I don't know. I can't really give a shit about Avatar.
But I'll agree. I think it looks. It's probably.
I'll hate to watch it eventually.
It's probably gonna look great visually, but I just heard there's no plot. No,
I'm gonna disrespect it by watching it on my phone when it comes out.
Fuck you, James Cameron. I'm gonna somehow get it to play on one of those gas station screens. Fuck you, James
Cameron.
I'm gonna
buy one of those crank up TVs.
There you go.
DVI to HDMI it.
Music wise, I know there's a lot of tours going on. Everyone was going crazy for Taylor Swift and Morgan Wallen.
Arctic Monkeys.
Which, by the way, that Morgan Wallen, like, I remember I saw...
I think you're the only one that listens to country here.
That's fair.
Is he the guy that said the N-word?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know about this. Wait, who's this guy?
That was the one that said it
to his drunk friend, right?
He said it to his drunk with his buddies and got caught on camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, caught on camera, by the way, from like an apartment building like 6 floors up.
It was like his neighbor who was full on snitching.
Like,
it was he wasn't trying to put that. I mean, obviously you said it, you're a dickhead.
Was it like a hard R?
You shouldn't say it. No, I believe it was like an AH.
Yeah. He was like, one of his friends was like dragging his feet, and he said like, come on, and like, I think that was like the situation, like jokingly, like telling his other white friend.
Oh, I was like, was other friend white? Was there any?
No, it was a group of white guys.
Oh, okay.
it was shitty. Like, the whole thing's fucked up. But
Legion
like,
of Skanks covered it.
He wasn't trying to like put it out anyway.
Not a hard R. I don't think it's that bad.
Hot take.
Joe's buying multiple tickets.
I'm supporting this man fully.
I mean, that guy that owned the Clippers, like, it was a ton of hard R's.
That's true. That was a bad one.
Yeah.
I just remember I saw, like...
Charlie Sheen calling...
what's
her name? A hard R, too.
What?
Denise Richards.
Yeah, I was gonna say his ex-wife or whatever.
Yeah. He called Denise Richards
on a voicemail. Like, he left her. It was
the same situation as Braveheart.
Yeah, oh, Mel Gibson. Yeah. He left angry voicemails and called her the N-word.
We've all been there.
Morgan Wallen
has. Yeah. No, I saw like a mom on Facebook, be like, I would do unspeakable things to get tickets to this show.
Drop a hard R.
I was like, apparently that's his style. Yeah, just make a video. And then she's like, funny story, I actually got with Morgan Wallen years ago before he was famous. We made out in a closet. I'm like, why are you telling people this? Like,
is this
something to be proud of, that you like made out with? Who, by the way, Morgan Wallen is, he's not bad looking, but he's he's small actually.
Yeah.
But, like, he's not, like, Post Malone level, like, gross looking, but, like...
But Post Malone has the...
He's a dingy looking guy.
He's, yeah. And, like, she's, like, bragging about it. Like, it's something like, yeah, whatever.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
I was like, with his full head of hair, and then the next picture is him with a fucking mullet. I was like, oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. And then, like,
isn't he one of the guys that, like, actually writes his own shit? Like, he's actually, like, good, I think, right?
Hardy writes it for him. Hardy writes it.
Who's Hardy?
No.
Crossover of the century.
Hardy, Ernest. Ernest is another one that Ernest knows best. Not that guy.
Ernest scared straight. Yeah.
But what?
Ernest scared straight. That yeah. Ernest?
Yeah.
That Ernest.
Ernest tries heroin. There's
like six more movies.
Ernest writes country.
Ernest writes songs for Morgan Wallen.
Ernest drops
Wallen.
A hard
R. Ernest made him say it. Yeah, no. So Morgan Wallen, Taylor Swift, though, that one was insane too. Like,
she changed. I think there's a class action lawsuit against Ticketmaster. She on her own with her fans, her crazy fucking fans. There's a class action lawsuit.
The fucking Swifties.
So it wasn't. I don't know about the situation. I just know that they were really expensive. So
Ticketmaster has bots that when something drops, they immediately snatch up tickets and then they resell.
So Ticketmaster buys their own tickets to resell.
Yes.
That's shady as shit.
It's been known for a while, but finally there's enough people that spoke up because that tour. I mean, like, I'm not gonna lie, even I looked at tickets because it was like Taylor Swift and Paramore, or Taylor Swift and BB Bridgers. I was like, I would go see either.
Why is comedy the one art form that is smart enough to avoid using any big ticket things?
There's not as many people that are that fucking huge.
Big J is gonna be in Rosemont.
Are you going?
Yeah, I love Big J, man.
He's my favorite.
Top three
for me.
Love him. Taylor Swift, I can never. I can't.
Go to I, I, Sean, like, Sean saw, and he said that she put on a hell of a show. It's like, there's so many songs we might not think that we know, but then you end up like fucking knowing.
Well, it's like Coldplay. Yeah. Like, I would never put on Coldplay myself, but like, I hear they put on an amazing
show. I saw Coldplay at Soldier Field with Chris when he worked there, and I was like, oh, I know way more songs by Coldplay. Same thing with fucking The Fray when they played Wishfest.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I don't know any songs by The Fray. I was like, this is a banger. It was like four straight songs. I'm like, I did not know I knew that many Fray songs.
Yeah.
They were a fucking blast.
Yeah.
When you told me their name, it popped some like memories into my head. But yeah, I probably would have been in the
same. That song way. About suicide fucking slaps.
Well, yeah, that's a good one. That's a killer song.
Stand by Eminem, is that what you're talking about?
What?
Stand by Eminem.
For new music, I mean, like, yeah, that was...
Yeah,
all my bands are broken up. I don't have any.
You don't.
you think there's any chance of a Foo Fighters something?
There was a statement like 2 weeks ago saying that the band's not going to be the same.
Have his son come in. He can drum.
He's 17.
His son did it for the memorial show.
It was really good too.
They'd want him to go to college. I don't know. I guess he doesn't have to. But he's fucking like 16 or 17.
Yeah, he's probably a bajillionaire. Who cares?
Yeah. Taylor Hawkins wouldn't care.
Do your art.
Because someone got, he was too busy. Anyway.
I got to see them before at Lala, right before all that shit happened.
The Foo?
Yeah, I was
really the Fighters of Foo?
He convinced me to stay. I was going to leave. They're the last day, and I was exhausted. And he was like, you should stay and watch that. And we just sat down like way far up in the field and just watched it. It was a good show.
You say Lala?
Yeah.
I've never been.
It was fun. Two years ago, both surprises
me and also doesn't surprise me. Never been.
And say, I feel like you would have gone.
I feel like you're probably more of a Riot Fest guy though.
Oh, I've been to Riot Fest.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, that matches.
Or like fucking Country Thunder, you fucking dork.
Not yet. I think I'm past Country Thunder. Like Country Thunder is like a very common.
We went to Jimmy Buffett. That was a fucking blast.
Jimmy Buffett, I will go to till I die.
I wish I was old enough to go to.
Dude, that was so much fun.
Country Thunder, I believe, is like a college thing mostly.
Yeah.
Lala is kind of like that, but there's enough like older bands where it's like, you know,
you definitely feel old.
You can still. I felt like, old when we went to fucking Six Flags. There's so many fucking like.
There's a lot of high schoolers there.
It's sure. Yeah, it's a lot of like.
Who drove you here?
Girls and like the yogas with the boots, the UGG boots, and then like a regular North Face Patagonia hoodie, and I saw so much of that. I don't know. Saw someone making a TikTok in line.
You know, I saw a lot of it. Speaking of shit like that, was girls in two-piece dresses.
Two-piece dress?
Skin tight, like basically they put on like a tube that is a skirt, and then it doesn't connect for two inches. Off.
They just cut off a midriff.
Yeah. And there were so many of those, and I was just looking around going like, what the fuck are you guys doing? All of you... It's like, it's hot, I'm not gonna lie, but it's like also like, it looks ridiculous.
Music festivals, like the electronic ones, that's a whole line, the EDM ones. The electronic music stuff.
Sounds like robots fucking.
Yeah, those ones, I've seen pictures. Girls will wear like
pasties on their nipples.
Pasties.
Man, we sound so fucking old complaining about this.
I'm not complaining.
I'm just pointing out.
It is wild though that like.
What if we wore pasties on our dicks?
That's not a bad idea. You could do the thing that Hollywood does, where they have like.
They get away with wearing pasties on their nipples. Why can't we get away with giant pasties?
Does the pasty cover the whole dick, or does it just go on that you just put an X on the tip?
Have you ever walked around market? You probably haven't yet. I don't think you have either.
You just seen
market days in the city. It's a gay pride festival.
Oh,
you see so much dick. I saw two guys getting blowjobs in the middle of the street.
Oh yeah.
It's like the Wild West.
We've all been there.
It's like the Wild West during Pride in the North Side. It's fucking so much fun. Yeah, so many boobs. So many boobs.
Yeah, a lot of gay boobs.
No, there. Girls.
No, I'm saying. Oh. Like
gay boobs.
Gay boobs. That old Nick Swartzen skit. Yeah, gay pride, they go all out and they wear a lot of, they don't wear a lot of stuff. Same with EDM.
Duct tape on the tits.
No, not duct tape.
The thing is,
yeah, like just tape.
That hurts.
Yeah. Tape, yeah, duct tape or tape.
They don't know.
There's a big difference.
It looks like duct tape.
Duct tape would rip off your areola.
I was gonna say they don't know what they're doing. They just went with the duct tape. But I saw one girl who went to an EDM fest and dressed like a slut. No offense, but yeah, But she had pictures that she had taken, and this is a few years ago. She had pictures that were taken at her house, and I know that she like lived with her parents. So I can't imagine like her parents seeing her leave like that and being like, "We did good with her." Like, there's no way they like
no way. Definitely, no one molested her.
Dude, yeah, like there's no way they saw her leave and they were like, "Yeah, it's good. It's good. I'm so proud." I don't know. I mean, I get it. I'm all for, you know, express yourself and freedom and all that, but like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Anyway,
I'm not gonna yuck someone's yum, you know.
So yeah, I'm not gonna I'm not gonna shit on someone's tits
unless you ask.
Unless you're an EDM fest.
Alaskan Pipeline.
So Alaskan Pipeline. That's gotta be a porno. So we talked about movies. We talked about music. What else do we got in 2023?
TV shows.
TV shows. Wednesday just got renewed.
I saw that.
Happy about that.
They canceled 1899 though, which I like.
Oh, the one about the triangle.
Yeah.
In the middle of the ocean.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Did Nick like that too? Because it brought him back.
It was his birth year.
Was he like, oh my God, I remember this.
I was there.
He's pointing at the TV like the Leonardo DiCaprio meme from old. He's like, oh, it's Rick.
Netflix is Netflix and HBO. They're just canceling shit left and right. But the
Netflix
the
execs, makes sense though. There's so much nonsense on there.
One of the execs for HBO just said like, "Oh, we went on a spending frenzy. We had to cut back." It's like, yeah, but you when you remove something in its entirety that you guys own and started from your catalog and no one else can, they're just doing that so they don't have to pay residuals.
Yeah,
like Westworld, they don't have to pay any residuals because that shit's just gone.
That's fair.
But like Netflix, they just cancel shit just because like, oh, no one's watching this yet, so fuck it, cancel. It's like, just give it a little bit of time.
I know they tried doing a season two of Tiger King and that just failed miserably.
I watched it.
I watched it, but it was not the same.
I watched the first special with Joel McHale.
First episode was maybe decent, and then it just fell off big for me.
But man, is that first season some of the best documentary film I've
Nick and I, it was middle of COVID. Nick and I just sat on the couch for, 9 hours
straight. I watched it in one night.
The whole thing.
Yeah, I watched it in one night.
It's must-see so TV. Good.
It really is.
Which is crazy, but it is. It got such a big hype train behind it, and it was worth it.
Like, and it's almost too good. It's a lot more than what people think it is. Like, my friends, like when I say how much I love it, they shit on me for it. So, like, it's just, like, rednecks. You know what I mean? But
there's a love triangle.
You watch it, and you're like, this shouldn't be real.
And there's not a single... besides, there's one good person in that show.
The guy got his teeth replaced?
Nope. It's the guy that ran his campaign. The younger, like, 20-something-year-old guy that ran his campaign. That is just in that situation because he wants to be a political whatever.
Yeah.
I was
going
to
say.
And he had to watch a dude shoot himself in the face.
Oh, yeah. He was the one
in the
room.
It's that guy. Yeah. He's the only okay person in that show. Everybody else is batshit insane.
except the little Asian, I think she's...
Oh, that lost her arm?
Boy, girl.
Yeah.
It looks like a little Asian boy.
That one that tried to
attack, she lost her arm.
Yeah,
they
lost their arm.
But like, it lost its arm.
And the crazy redneck dude that were like, he was...
The jet ski one?
Yeah, he was interesting. Yeah, they showed him in the later episodes like doing weird shit to the animals. But in the beginning I was like, this guy's cool. But then they
really enjoyed petting that animal. First they really petting him.
Yeah, Tiger King, man. I just remember, because Cassie and I both work with animals, so Cassie has been doing it longer, and she takes it more like seriously than I do. So her watching that, I was like, this has to be good, because they are treating these animals so poorly, and it's so hard to watch for her, because she's like, that's not okay, and she still watched every episode of me. So that's how you know it's like, that's good TV.
Was it just like... just looking at the screen, could you see stuff wrong with, like, the cage that they were living in? Like, was it that blatant?
It's, well, honestly, like...
That must be, like, I didn't even think about the fact that you guys looked through it. That movie, that show was, like, a whole different lens than most people
like, when you... Like, a lot of the safety things, like, the lack thereof.
Yeah.
Of safety protocols and just things that you shouldn't do, like, going in there with them, letting the public interact with them as much as they do. Don't get me wrong, like, zoos have, like, chats, and they bring animals out sometimes, but,
they were just, like, giving baby ones to people.
Oh, dude, it was wild. And then, yeah, even the enclosures themselves were a little Like, it's just
you get like six tigers in one. It's got to be like a need per cubic feet.
Right. Yeah. And it's just like a fucking steel cage, like from the WWE. Like, yeah, chairs, like, baby tables and chairs. They just cage dropped match. It in the middle of like the field, and they're like, put six tigers in there. It's okay. And then throw some tall grass in there to make it seem like it's a habitat.
Put some catnip on fucking Joe's fucking his shoes and then one tiger. Oh, God.
Genius. And he hits him with the cane.
Yeah, absolutely genius.
I loved the first, not the first, it was the first season, but when the Asian person gets their arm bitten off.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
never going to financially recover from this.
I am never going to financially recover from this. Like, that's his...
That's an iconic line.
That's his go-to line? Oh, my God. Yeah, and that was just meme... galore.
Oh yeah.
Oh, so many memes and gifs and everything.
So fantastic.
But I'm glad that they're done with it. Like, they pushed it with season two. That should have been a one season type of thing.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, no. Yeah, but, easily. I know they're, so after the success of Dahmer, I'm pretty sure they're doing something with Gacy.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Which is kind of crazy to me that they're, everyone's like excited that they're creating a universe. I'm like, no, these are real serial killers that killed real innocent fucking
this
people.
This is not hey, and guess what? Thing.
It wasn't that fucking long ago. They still have family that's alive and hates every one of these shows.
Oh, God, yeah.
All of my friends love that shit. And they were like, you need to watch it. It's great television. I'm like, I don't need to feel disgusted for 8 hours.
Yeah.
It's eight episodes, an hour apiece of me feeling icky. Yeah. I don't need that. I don't need it in my life.
I watched the first episode. I'm like, this is definitely, I can see the allure, but I don't like
how I watched feel. Clips of the dad because I love that actor. Oh, and then I was like, that's enough for me. Yeah. He's Richard Jenkins. He's the shit.
Dick Jenkins.
He's great. That was the only bit. I saw like two or three scenes from him. So I was like, I want to see him acting.
Yeah, I think I texted him. Like the dad and the guy you like.
And I was like, that's all I want to see. And then I stopped watching.
Everyone talked about Evan Peters, which he did great. Don't get me wrong. And was it Niecy Nash? The one from Reno 911. The
cop. Oh, yeah.
She did great too. But Richard Jenkins was so good as the dad.
Like, you ever seen Bone Tomahawk?
Bone
Tomahawk?
Oh, no.
It's really good.
That would be up your alley.
He has such a fantastic role in that movie. And the last, like, 25 minutes, he just gets to shine so hard.
Hell yeah. He was great in Dahmer, too, yeah. But, and then, like, the outrage that it caused, too, because there were a lot of people that were against Dahmer, and then...
should be.
Like, there were parents that were, like, dressing their kids up as Dahmer.
Our nephew did it.
Our nephew was Dahmer, and it was really good, unfortunately.
Yeah, it looked good, sadly.
I'll show you a picture. I was like, Jesus Christ.
He got pretty solid matching glasses.
He did.
But there were people that were, like, mad about that. And then there were people that were like, why are you mad? It's just a costume, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
If he was blonde, that would have been dead on. No pun intended. Dead on. But I was like, no. The thing is, people are mad. If you have no affiliation,
yeah, way before,
it's like whatever.
You use kids' times,
but like, I could see why someone would not want to do that because on the off chance, I mean, it happened in Milwaukee, so it's Midwest, whatever. You take your kid out for Halloween, and then. Someone who had a family member who died from Dahmer or Gacy. Gacy was in Chicago.
Yeah.
Like.
Wait, someone ran into a kid. Look.
No, he's saying it on the off chance.
Oh. Like on the off chance, like we there was someone who saw that.
Yeah.
That would upset them so much. Yeah. I think, unless if they could handle it well, in which case, whatever. But like, I would assume that would upset them a whole lot, and so I get it. But you know, whatever. I'm all for. Joking about stuff that shouldn't be joked about.
I mean, like, people still dress as cowboys and Indians and
whoa! Cowboys and Redskins.
Did you hear about that guy in New York that got kicked out of the bar for dressing like Hitler?
What?
No. Yeah. Good. On Halloween, he dressed up
like Hitler. Oh, I did. Didn't someone punch him in the fucking face?
Yeah. Was it fight.
Was it Kanye?
No, that would be great. Did you, I sent Kevin a video, there's this rapper, JPEG Mafia, and they asked him, like...
JPEG Mafia?
Yeah, I don't...
Okay, I didn't know him either.
I'm not a big fan of him, but I just know his name.
Horse Dick
Dynamite. They asked him, like, who's, like, your, who do you look up to the most? And he's like, fuck, man. He's like, this was a really easy answer, like, 2 weeks ago, but he wouldn't open his fucking mouth. He's like, you know what, whatever. He's like, it's still Kanye. You know what I mean? He's like, just go back 2 weeks. And he's like, what would you make him if he, like, he came over to eat at your house? He goes, I don't know, man. Something kosher? Something kosher. The clip just
ends. That's funny. I could dig that. Halloween costume.
Yeah. You've had some great Halloween costumes, Kev. You've had
some pretty fantastic ones. Pretty all out.
I've had one good one in my life.
I do like to go all out. COVID has stunted, not helped.
Stunted your growth.
It did.
But before that, you shined.
You had a good like 4 or 5 years of Will Ferrell in you.
I did. I didn't work 6 years in a row.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't know how long it was.
So yeah, the best costume no one got to see, I did the Tiger Stripe, the full Tiger Stripe from Kicking and Screaming.
Oh, yeah.
I blacked out and didn't make it to the party that we were going to. Buddy. Yeah,
my mom spent a lot of time on that one. Yeah. You blacked out at the pregame?
We already had the pregame. We were like drinking, getting ready to go to the pregame, and I think I drank a bottle of Captain Morgan, and I was like 17.
Oh, man.
That's where it moved.
Yeah.
Smart move. Mm-hmm. Good job, buddy.
And I woke up, I'm like, where am I? And then I had to get a ride home at 9 p.m.
It just gets worse.
Sisters.
It just gets worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, Halloween costumes. I think right now I'm focused on like just dressing Finn up and making him look all cute and stuff.
That makes sense.
We were going to do a Ghostbusters thing this year.
Make him Slimer?
He was the Marshmallow Man.
Perfect.
Cassie was the Gatekeeper.
Okay.
What's his name?
Harold Ramis? Not Harold Ramis.
No.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah, that guy. Holy fuck, why can't I think of his name?
He got punched after going outside for the first time in 40 years or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that story?
Yeah.
The first time. He's been in public for the first time in like 20 years.
Rick Moranis,
yeah. So she was going to be him. And she had like the whole costume. Like she had like the button down. And we made like a little like thing, whatever that was that he put on his head. Mm-hmm. And then I was going to be the Sigourney Weaver.
Okay. I was going to say, you were the... The gatekeeper and the...
The gatekeeper and then what's she?
The other thing?
Keymaster. Yeah, fuck. Like, Cassie, like, had ordered me the dress. It was, like, a double XL. They only had it in women's. Shows how far we are progressed, you know? Like, oh, why doesn't this come in men's? I don't know. But she had, like, it was, like, double or maybe even triple XL that she ordered. Because we would need it. We need all the space we could get in that dress if I was wearing it. But it just didn't come in time. And so it had to be Finn as Marshmallow Man, Cassie as Gatekeeper, and then I wore my Hawks jersey. Because I had nothing to do. Like, I don't know.
You could have ran to...
I was considering, like...
Spirit and gotten a Ghostbusters thing. They had a whole setup for
maybe,
it.
Yeah.
Maybe,
yeah.
It was expensive, but...
It was like $60, though, which... I don't know. I'm not down to drop 60 on something I'm going to wear for one day. Yeah. The dress was like $10. I was considering like grabbing a few towels and like making a thing, but just didn't work out, man. I'm bummed. So hopefully next year we'll get back at it. What's your favorite Halloween costume you've ever done?
Either I was Rod from Hot Rod.
Uh-huh. That was a good one.
The elf costume was great because I almost got in a fight and the guy ran away from me as dressed as elf. that was really fucking fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, probably.
The story from his perspective is he probably never tells it.
Oh, yeah. He ran inside another party as I chased him down. And then I realized he wasn't running from me, he was running from my buddy Tom.
Yeah, that's the Purge.
Oh, and there you go. Speaking of the Purge. But yeah. What would you do?
If the Purge just started right now?
Yeah.
Like right now?
If it was going to start, like what would you plan ahead?
Oh.
Ooh. I don't know. I think I would try to.
This is a good way to incriminate ourselves.
No. It's hypothetical.
I might try to rob a few places and get some money.
I would definitely.
I don't think I would go out and choose violence.
But no, I would definitely rob some.
I would go out and try to get some money for sure. Or go
beat up some kids. What?
Yeah. Older people.
I don't think going. I have to find a house. Maybe I guess if the Purge is coming, everybody knows that the Purge is coming, so nobody has cash on hand, probably. But I would try to. I would probably try to rob a house. instead of
I would go steal a Bobcat and then go try to take out some ATMs.
But also, they never talked about this. How does the purge work? So let's say you steal a car.
Yeah.
And then the next day, that car's not fucking yours.
That's fair.
It's finders keepers.
After that horn, the title just switches to your name magically.
Maybe. Like, yeah.
whoever's on your possession at the end.
I was going to say, whoever has maybe. It. Yeah.
It's like squatter's rights.
It's like, whose joke is it? It's like, what if you're choking somebody as the horn starts to ring? He's like, would you just keep going? You go like, next year, buddy. It's like, you're fucking lucky.
Let's go grab some breakfast. Right? Pancakes on me.
I forgot whose joke that is. It was pretty funny.
It's pretty good.
Oh, it's a bit?
Yeah, somebody's bit. I don't know whose bit it is. But it's like, he's like, what if like you're literally strangling somebody and then the horn goes like, burr! And you go like, the light is going out of them. You're like, I have to let go, I guess.
Probably. I remember at work, we have a bell system. And like, one bell is like, we're busy up front, so we need help from whoever. And then two bell is you need help, like individual help. Three bell is manager. But so the one bell rang. It's really loud. And these two guys that worked the men's warehouse were at my register. And they were like, what does that mean? And I was like, oh, that's the start of the purge. And like, without hesitation, the one goes, let's fucking go. And it was just a little concerning how fast he fucking like snapped into it. And I like we're at a grocery store. There are like families two lanes down. And this guy just smacks the register table, whatever, counter, and he goes, let's fucking go. And it was just a little alarming to me. I was like, I wasn't.
Did was you know joke. I was going to say that?
That was a joke. It was a joke. And no, it was just kind of scary that he was so ready for it. And his other buddy was just laughing. Not like nervously laughing, like encouraged.
I'm friends with this guy for a reason.
I was like, I'm not going to men's warehouse anytime soon.
Get him, Terry.
Get him, Terry. Fuck him up, Randy.
Fuck him up, Randy. That's Randy.
Sweep the leg, Randy.
Yeah, fuck him up, Randy.
Have you guys watched any of Rick and Morty this year?
No.
No, I got out of Rick and Morty.
I think I'm two seasons behind.
After college, I got out of Rick and Morty because that's where Mike and whoever would watch it.
Yeah. I think I'm two seasons behind, too. I heard the seasons came back to be pretty solid, though.
I don't know.
It was never my bag of tea.
The one episode had a solid hook, whereas like the whole bit of it was like, what if you drop a lightsaber vertical?
I saw a clip of the whole
episode was just like them dealing with the problem of a lightsaber going through the world.
Yeah, because Morty wanted the lightsaber.
Yeah, and he instantly just fucking fumbles it. He goes,
like, God damn it!
They're like, quick, go downstairs! And they're running, and he's like, no, two floors, we gotta catch up to it. And they're using the elevator, he's like, go six down, we gotta get before it. And he goes, like, right past their hands.
Did you see the video of, it was like cheat code for like Star Wars, and they were battling the lightsabers, and then every time they went to like go, like, clash, he would like turn it off so that they would like just swing down, and then he would just turn it back on and stab him in the fucking throat.
That's gotta be.
I was like, that's really smart.
Yeah,
that's a good move.
Like me playing two hand touch football, and whenever someone would like about to like get me, just throw the ball up in the air.
It's pretty smart.
And then I'd be like, and then they'd stop and catch it and be gone. I tried that in recess. People got really upset, but that was my move. And people had no way.
That fuckhead Joe?
People had no way of stopping
cheating. Two-hand touch.
Is it cheating or is it just a loophole?
I think it's a little bit both.
We find our loopholes and we stick it in. You know,
bite the television. You're going to dry.
You just find a loophole and you get inside that hole, and it's nice and warm. I think Lincoln said that.
Most anticipated game. Speaking of Star Wars, that new Star Wars game.
Oh, I was gonna backtrack to the Last of Us show.
Oh well, that. Is just kind of a
you gotta watch it. You have his HBO.
I do.
You can make your own account.
You should make your own fucking account. I watched it on mine.
You need to make an account because everybody needs to have profile pictures, because it's my favorite part of the profile pictures is the people you that you choose. I know. You need to make a profile picture.
I tried to do it once and it wouldn't let me do it.
We'll try again.
I'll start my own account if you want me to start.
No, I don't, because Jake, I didn't do Jake.
So I could do it. You could do it on Netflix really easy, but I wanted to do it on HBO. I was like, why the fuck
won't I? On Netflix, we're to keep it alive because they took them off. We're all Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
Because they took off, they took those away already.
Oh, did they really?
I couldn't find them again.
Yeah, your dad couldn't. He wanted to sign in, and it wouldn't work. And,
yeah, whatever.
I want to play that Harry Potter game.
Yes,
yeah. Dude. Definitely. I will bring over my PlayStation.
I was gonna say, let's set it up so we can just play it. We'll start off though. We'll make a day of it. We'll start off. We'll play the PS1 version. Sorcerer's Stone.
This gross ass Hagrid.
Dude. God, they go. Oh, God. Every character.
You have that, don't you?
I do. I still have
that. That was the one with the disgusting art style, right?
Yeah. It was all very hexagonal.
I still throw on the gameplay, and so, like, Finn will watch it, and like he'll start laughing at random parts. I'm like, that's great.
Did you? I don't remember there being a Harry Potter Quidditch game.
I do.
There's a Quidditch World Cup game. I did not remember that.
There's no Quidditch in the new game.
Oh, interesting.
No Quidditch.
There's no, like, there's not even the pitch? Because, like, it's a free roaming thing,
maybe it's
right?
Before it was invented.
No Quidditch in the first game.
That's, so I like that.
But you could, like,
that's
it's
like having
a whole,
no Mushu in Milan.
Do you, it's like a whole, you go through all four, or all 7 years, and you be, like, you have, like, a career.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's like a very in-depth game.
No wonder it took so long.
But also,
it's been in production for, like, fucking 12 years.
Did you see the article today, earlier today, about the Last of Us show?
No.
The biggest change, and this is going to be a little bit of a heartbreak.
Change.
There's a little bit of a change to the world. No more spores.
Mm.
Which is...
Sabar.
How is that going to work then?
That's what everybody's saying.
Touch. You got to watch the show, man.
It's like, I guess.
Pedro
I guess
Pascal.
I will.
It's my favorite story ever told.
Yeah. It is the best PlayStation story. It's the best video game story I've ever...
Fair enough.
Yeah, but in all over, it's my favorite story.
Yeah, it is the best. It's like top five stories, but it is the best hands down video game story I've ever had.
Yeah, it's
fuck.
It's very, 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 very.
Not Def Jam Vendetta, Fight for New York.
Oh, dude,
it's up there.
Fucking Snoop Dogg's Raven.
Yeah, Crow. Yeah,
Crow. I was like, is it the Crow Raven?
You don't fuck with the Crow. You got to go.
What? Kicks him through a window.
Yeah, I was like, you're gonna say that right before you murder me? That's how I go. That's the last thing I fucking hear.
That's what it is.
Snoop Dogg with just the worst rhyme of all time. Yeah, Fat Joe, Busta Rhymes. Anyway, Danny Trejo.
Danny Trejo.
Exhibit. Yeah, that new Jonah Hill movie.
Henry Rollins.
Yeah, that with looks Eddie Murphy. Like something.
It looks like something. That's for sure.
It looks like a movie. That's
I like
David come out.
David Duchovny in that when he's like, just the one line where he's like, "I like your braids." Exhibit had braids. It's good. Anyway. All right. We're going to take a break. We've been going for almost an hour, which is the limit on here for one segment. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. Finn might be with us because he's probably waking up. So, all right, people. 51st episode. We're at 51 minutes right now. 51st episode. 51 bottles of beer on the wall. 51 bottles of beer.
I think we'll technically be at 61 because of the intro.
Yeah, but
why'd it kill 51st that? God damn it! All right, everybody, and we are back. Feel Good Friday is back. Episode 51. Almost in the books with Kevin and Christian talking about potential fantasy football last place punishments. And you guys brought up the Waffle House Challenge, and I am intrigued. Now, explain it to me one more time, or explain it for that. Explain it for the folks at home.
So basically, it's 24 hours at a Waffle House. I think somebody on Twitter...
Which sounds like a dream.
Yeah.
Come true for a guy like me, but okay.
I think somebody on Twitter made this famous.
Uh-huh.
Where the guy had to do it, and it's 24 hours in a Waffle House, but every waffle is minus an hour.
Okay.
So if you eat 24 waffles in the first hour, you can just
go home,
and probably get diabetes.
Yeah.
From a waffle?
I mean, like, all that. So you're going to eat using a fucking raw dog, a waffle, no syrup?
I was thinking you do chocolate chip, no syrup.
That's
I'm not
going to
do chocolate chip, I'll have to do regular waffle.
You have 24 waffles to eat.
I would do blueberry, I'd do chocolate. I'd mix it up to make it, you know.
I'll do
regular waffle.
You know what? Yeah, I'll do regular waffle, butter, little bit of syrup, because that's what waffles are made for. They literally have little syrup traps in them. That's why they're better than pancakes.
I agree.
And then maybe a little powdered sugar too. Make it a little bit sweeter. You know. So yeah, I am shooting for diabetes, but it'll get me out of there quicker. And I am confident. I can be out of there.
Yeah. How much time do you think you're going
to
spend?
I think 8 hours is a safe bet for me to be comfortable.
Safe bet, yeah, to be comfortable. But if I really needed to, I think I could be out of there in 4. Think I can cut that in half.
6 an hour.
You, 6 an hour?
Yeah. You
3 every 30 minutes.
I know it sounds crazy. I know.
Are you gonna be triple stacking so it looks like one in your mind?
No, I don't want to. I don't want
to like trick yourself.
No, no, can't do that. That's gonna fill me up quicker. Which I know that probably doesn't add up either. But if I'm eating 2 at once, mentally that makes me more full. That's true. If I'm eating one at a time,
it is a mental battle.
Yeah, you know, pain
so,
is only.
So you'd be like, bring them one at a time.
Yeah, I'm doing one at a time. And I think I can, if I really needed to, like if I'm like, I have to get out of here, I'm like, Cassie's having a baby. I didn't even know she was pregnant. this whole thing is confusing. And then there's a fight because it's a Waffle House. There was a meme today that's like, the first rule of Waffle House is you don't talk about Waffle House.
I mean, like, there's not Waffle House anywhere near here, but there is a 24-hour diner that is near me that Dennis? Does have, no, it's called The Diner.
Oof. And you can do it there.
It's a little like something from a movie. But when you walk in, it's the counter is about the length of your counter. There's 6 stools, and the dudes just crank out food.
Interesting.
And it's really good. So it's one of those, and it's like super cheap.
Low key cheap. It's like Billy Boy's on 94.
Yes, thing. That's exactly what it's like.
Ridgeland.
But the thing about that though is that Waffle House I think works is because of the size and the shape.
Yeah, no, 100%. But there's
that diner. If you get a,
are you gonna drive 4.5 hours to find a Waffle House?
The loser will.
The loser will. Yeah,
that's part of the challenge. So, 4 hours there, 4 hours back, plus the 24 hours in it.
With these gas prices,
yeah, right. I think that would be. I think that'd be fucking hysterical.
I think.
Or
so
maybe
too.
You combine the. Greyhound bus with you have to take a Greyhound bus to the nearest.
Yeah, and then what's the Greyhound bus one? What's the Greyhound?
I just think it'd be funny to have to take a Greyhound bus somewhere and then immediately get off and get back on another Greyhound bus and go home.
Like the first one right after you land, so you have no chance to stretch.
I was gonna say you don't have any time to like go see the city.
No. it's
watch a cards game.
You are going down and then coming right back. So
it's just to ruin your day.
It ruins the day. You're paying for the ticket. And you're just it's gonna.
Maybe you're even not allowed. You should make it so they can't do anything.
I was gonna say I don't know how to take their phone. Unless we just gave them we bought a prepaid phone.
Yeah, with exactly enough minutes.
That would be really funny. We bought you a prepaid phone.
You can't take a book.
We pat you down before you get on the bus. Make sure you don't have anything. Man. Here's your prepaid phone, and then you get to go. I need to come back.
God,
you have one phone number in it, so you can't even text anybody else.
I was like, I don't even. Oh fuck.
That is fucking brutal.
That's awful.
But it's harmless.
Yeah, I know that's great. That might be the best one.
It's harmless. It just ruins your day.
Yeah.
And Greyhounds suck ass.
Yeah. And you could get raped.
You could get
raped. Just gonna drop.
How can you make it worse? Probably the only way you could make it worse is if you get raped.
Probably just a rape. That usually makes things worse. Never better. anyway.
I think that'd be so fucking funny.
Yeah, no, that's a good one.
Yeah, I like that one.
You had to take away their stuff to make.
I like that. Yeah, the ACT one is a very simple.
That's also pretty solid.
Far from.
Can you do that at home?
No, you have to go. We want you to go take with fucking high schoolers. So you have to go because you can. You can go.
Can
pay.
You do that?
Yes, you can. You can take the ACT right fucking now. There's practice ATs that go all year round.
Interesting, like mock drafts.
Yes, so you can. We can go send you over to fucking Revis and take and practice ACT with a bunch of high schoolers.
Wow.
They're all three
and,
of those. Are
and having to get over 19 ensures that you can't just go because Paul would just be like, blah, blah, blah,
oh, you have to go over 19.
Yeah.
Oh, so what if you don't? Get
I guess
over, 18. What if you try and you don't get over a 19?
Then you have to. There's got to be something because I mean, like, I still Paul probably be like, I don't give a fuck.
I don't remember shit from high school. I'll be honest. Yeah. Like I remember like math wise, I don't remember trigonometry. I don't remember physics.
But you, in order to do well in that, you have to get like over like, it's like, there's different thresholds. Like if you can do one thing, you're going to get less than a 20 and then 22, 23 and then, you know.
Yeah.
I think 18 or maybe we should make it 16. Because you have to actually go and try. Because if you just don't fucking do anything.
I forgot what I even got on mine.
I got a 27 and a 25. I had to take it twice. My practice one that we took, I got a 31 and they're like, how did you do this and then this? I was like, I don't know. Yeah, and they thought that I cheated. I was like, oh, why would I cheat on the practice mode?
Yeah. Strategy, man. It's mental warfare.
Throw you guys off.
Yeah.
Actually, just a little less on these ones.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of like doing like a, you know, you order the hot ones.
Oh, set. We just did it for our dad.
You do that. Yeah.
That'd be a lot of fun. I can't do that, though, like physically.
You have to.
No,
that would, hey. That would ruin your day.
Yeah. That would ruin probably like my month. I'd probably have heartburn for the next month and a half.
But what is heartburn?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying like something that's not pain. It's not, you're not going to physically hurt anybody. Dude, mild salsa is sometimes too spicy for me. How the fuck do you want me to do
that? Yeah, I guess you have to go with like the prank mentality of like no monetary damage, no physical damage.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I
wonder
if you could. Maybe we'll throw those out there.
Look, emotional.
Yeah.
Through the roof. Through the roof.
Which could lead to physical.
Which could lead to physical.
Depending.
I wonder if you could like, we'll like throw out like, be like ACT, Hot Ones, Greyhound.
Oh, you probably dealer's choice, basically?
Dealer's choice. I would like that.
Or maybe you guys make a wheel. You spin a wheel.
Oh, well, no, because then if it lands on Hot Ones, like Kevin can't do the Hot Ones.
Or maybe everybody gets one free spin. Like, yeah, you get one free, like, fuck off mulligan spin. Yeah, one free. Yeah, mulligan. There you go, perfect.
But if he gets it twice, then I think we just shoot him. Right? We just shoot him in the neck. Well, Kevin got Hot Ones twice. He's dead now.
He's like, no, no, he's okay.
No. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I don't know. I'm down to do a punishment.
Because, like, if you like spicy foods, then getting the Hot Ones isn't a punishment. Just like,
no, it still is. Those things. I like spicy foods, and I tried, like, number three on the thing, and I was like, this is insane.
Yeah.
And Dad was like, it's not even hot.
Scared about the bomb.
That's it's in there. Yeah. I'm excited about that
yeah.
one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one where I was watching that Andrew Callahan, he was on it, he was saying how, I guess he got inside knowledge that's how they trick you, is that one is technically like,
the hottest.
But
they use it number not nine.
Statistically, but yeah. It hurts the most, so that they hit you with that before the last question. Yeah.
Oh, so you don't have to give up, or yeah. You don't give up.
Yeah.
That's fair, I can dig that.
Because I guess this last one is technically like the dad or whatever.
Yeah, it's just their sauce.
It's kind of sick, but it's smart.
Which I'm also excited to try that. I'm trying it for their sauces, mostly.
Their mild one, I always wanted it. I could never find it. I was always sold out when I tried to get it.
You have to buy it off the website directly.
I forgot which one.
It was sold out. This was a couple years ago.
Shit, we spent $120 on this. It was expensive. But it was like...
It was a super nice case, though. It was like
it's dope. It's, I'm excited for him to do. He's gonna make chicken tendies, and we're gonna do it.
Chicky tendies. Chicky ten tens.
I'll do like the first sauce, and still probably hate myself.
The first sauce is their hot sauce, so I don't think it's gonna be too bad. It might be the medium one. I don't even know. It's in like a white and red
thing. Oh, why is it gonna have to be white? Huh?
There's a class. It's like I think it's called Classico, and then it goes into
Classico.
I'd be interested in trying.
Little Tenacious D action for you.
Little Tenny D.
Little D.
Little Jackie B.
Did you see that interview where somebody asked him, like, is there any plans to do a sequel for that or School of Rock? He just goes, yeah. And then just continues, like, he's been asked that question probably 1,500 times.
You're not wrong.
We're writing it. Yeah, whatever.
It's like the one time I've seen him like kind of just be over it. I saw him, he's made really good, me cry. Usually. Like a Make-A-Wish kid came up to him and was like a huge fan of School Rock, and he just like serenaded him while crying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was like, and I was like, dude, he's the man.
He did the Rent song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the end of time, there was a man who. I'll do that song randomly, and Cassie's like, "What the fuck are you saying?"
Are you sure you
one of the all-time greats.
Yeah, I genuinely believe that if I could choose three individuals to have like a dinner, Jack Black's always going to be one of them.
Be on there. Dave Grohl for you too.
Dave Grohl's on there too, and then the third one kind of switches around.
Andrew Tate probably.
Yeah, for you.
I mean, like
right now, Andrew Tate. Kanye West is on.
Right now,
Kanye West. Is on
yeah,
not College Dropout. Kanye West.
Mel Gibson.
Who's that
like
guy that just killed
ago?
Those four people? We could throw him in there too.
Yeah. What? Kyle Rittenhouse, I heard you had him on the list.
You got Rittenhouse. Anyway. All right, fellas, this little guy's got to eat. Finn's here, by the way. I'm not just talking about myself.
This little guy's got to eat.
This little guy's got to eat some chicken nuggets.
Finn's nowhere to be found, Joe. What are you talking about?
So we're going to wrap this up like a burrito. See? I just got to eat, huh? This little guy's got to eat. Thank you guys for doing this.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. We tried to get the mics working. We are going to get them working.
We will next
now,
time.
Now that I know which
32 gigs, baby, which, 30 bucks.
Yeah, which card that I need. And
will be a pretty easy setup, I believe. If you need any help, you can shoot him my number.
Maybe,
but I think it should
maybe
be just
maybe the old boy brothers can be back on, even though that's not true.
He's right down the fucking street.
So. I am.
All right. Well, but I was gonna say fellas, and then I was gonna say boys. I almost said bellas, and that's weird. I don't like that.
Bellas, it's a real candle.
Guys,
kind of not smart that I stuck. Is this real candle?
Candle. Let me try to eat it. Thank you again for being on.
Of course.
Happy 2023.
You too. Happy 2023.
Hope we get everything we want this year. Hope Evil Dead's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, fellas.
Bye.
Adios. Feel Good Friday. 51.